Tanisha J, and you're listening to Inspiration Moments, the podcast. It's going to be a great show. I like to give you inspiration, motivation, and just want to give you that inspirational moment with me. Well, today's guest is Larry Pye, the author of The Twinkle Box, and Larry's going to share with you how in life we just need to make sure that we embrace life and live life on purpose, and most of all, don't judge others, because we never know what choices and decisions that they had to make in life to allow them to make the choices and decisions they're living today. You're listening to Inspirational Moments with Tanisha. Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Tanisha J. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and you can also check me out on my website at www.tanishajay.com. Blessings.
You're listening to Inspirational Moments with Tanisha.
Welcome back to Inspirational Moments. I'm your host, Tanisha J. And as I told you guys, we are in for a treat. Our special guest is on, and I want to go ahead and introduce him to you guys. Hey, how you doing on today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. I want to say thank you for being a guest on the show on today.
Well, okay, thank you for having me.
Okay, well, I want you to go ahead and introduce yourself to the listeners and make sure you give them your social media, your website, anything they can follow you and make sure that they're supporting you.
My name is Larry Pye. I'm an author, and the name of my book is The Twinkle Box. It's an Amazon number one bestseller. It's sold to Amazon, and I do have a Facebook page, The Twinkle. If you pull that up, you can see all the information as to how to get in touch with me.
Well, I want you listeners to make sure that you check out this book, because I'm telling you, it's a great tool that will help you guys. And so we'll get into some of those questions about the book later on in the show. But for now, I just want to kind of get into some questions just so we can find out who you are. So I want you to go ahead and let me know, when did you know, I guess, that you were going to be an author or that you were excited about writing?
Tanisha, I've always liked to write. I've always, been sort of creative. I used to enjoy, even in high school, I enjoyed writing poems and short stories. And then my major was sociology and my minor was psychology. But when I got into probation, I enjoyed that because I would meet clients and their stories was just more interesting than anything I could make up. And I always was pretty much had a good relationship with my clients. They knew that, my position was, hey, I'm not judging you. I didn't walk in your shoe. But if I can help you now and you're ready to do right, then we can move forward from there. And so once they knew that I didn't judge them and I felt comfortable, we had a good relationship. And then that helped me with my writing. I didn't necessarily know I was going to write a book, but I was just always fascinated about the things they would share with me about their own personal lives. Over the years, I said, I'm always reading novels and things. I said, you know what? I've ran across enough people in my life that I could write a book. And that sort of got me going.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you shared that because that gives us a little more insight about who you are, who Larry Pye is. And so go ahead and give us some insight on your brand new release, The Twinkle Box.
Now, my particular book, The Twinkle Box, that came about when I was working at juvenile hall. I was a new deputy. And I met this kid that had been abused by his father in a weird way. We sort of struck up a relationship. It was sort of a thing where they came to me and said, I'm a new deputy in Tanisha, so I didn't know how probation was set up. A guy came to me and said, we're looking for a certain type of personality because we had this kid that's suicidal, and he's tried to kill himself on six different occasions, tried to hang himself, cut his wrist, and everything. And they said, would you do a one-on-one? I said, well, what is that? They said, well, you stay with him all day and make sure he doesn't hurt himself. I said, okay, well, I can meet the guy. I can check it out. So I met the kid. Really a nice, adorable, precocious kid, but just had a lot of little mental problems. And I had to supervise this kid for a whole week. And by the end of the week, he would share with me stories how his dad had abused and tortured him. And it was almost like unbelievable because pretty much at the juvenile hall, it was sort of like, hey, just observe this kid. He's got a lot of weird stories in him. Don't pay any attention. Just make sure he doesn't kill himself. So once I got to know him, he would share things with me. It was just kind of like unbelievable. because they sent the kid somewhere else. Once you start getting close to the kid, they told me, this kid has a very prominent father, and you're not to be asking him questions. And I wasn't asking questions. I just listened to him. But anyway, they moved the kid, and then fast forward 2 years later, I was no longer in juvenile hall. I was a field deputy. I had an adult caseload. And so it was a conference or something, a probation of parole correctional counseling conference. And a guy asked me if I would go. I said, well, no, I'm in a new case, so I don't have time. He said, no, I need you to drive me down there. So we went down there. It was at the convention center, Bonaventure Hotel. But anyway, when I went in there, if you hadn't already pre-registered, they had to give you a little name tag. So the guy said, what's his name? And so the guy said, his name is Pi, P-Y-E. This lady was standing by. She said, Pi. She says, that's an unusual name. I said, oh, tell me about it. She said, did you know a kid in juvenile hall? He used to call you Uncle Pi, and you called him Pookie. I said, oh, yeah. She says, oh, he adored you.
Just listening to that was very inspirational because you really impacted this child's life. And to hear that someone else even knew about it, that was amazing. I mean, most listeners, they like to hear that insight of, you know, about the story and about the journey. So it makes them feel connected with you. So,
okay.
I love how you're sharing that because I do know that there are a lot of people, whether they're an adult now or they're teenagers, but they can identify with even some of the things that sound weird about their childhood. Recently, I've had a lot of people who've reached out to me. I work at a call center, and so they have a line where people call in about different things that happened to them where they were children regarding counseling center. So I know this will be some type of therapy or help for people who may have been through something like that as well. We're going to go ahead and take a commercial break. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with you. The Twinkle Box by Larry Pye. This book is a number one bestseller on Amazon. If you haven't ordered your copy, what are you waiting for? You gotta get it now, because this is a true story. And you will not put this book down. This book is so compelling that it will make you want to read page by page, chapter by chapter, until you get it done. Go to Amazon now and order The Twinkle Box by Larry Pye. Get your copy today. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Tanisha J, and we are joined with Larry Pye, the author of The Twinkle Box. And we're going to go ahead and get back into the interview with Larry Pye.
Tanisha, I should clarify when I say, like, weird. Like, you know, go back to the time when I met this kid in juvenile hall. And I remember saying to the kid, I said, well, we don't have to stay in this room. He was in an infirmary. I said, we can walk around the facility. I said, as long as you don't do anything weird. And like I said, he was a very bright kid. And then, just so you'll kind of get this connection of why I called him Pookie, he said, can I ask you something? Where did you get that name, Pi? I said, it's a long story. I said, it was, I don't want to bore you. He says, well, we have time. You're going to be with me all day. I said, okay, well, my dad's last name was Pi. I said, my mother married him. They had me, and then I got stuck with it. And so he says, well, I understand that. He says, because my aunt and my mother called me Pookie, and I hated that, but it kind of grew on me. And I said, Pookie, wow, you know, what a name. So then he says, you know, I don't want to call you Officer or Deputy Pi. Do you mind if I call you something else? I said, what? He says, what about if I call you Uncle Pie? And I said, oh, okay, I'll call you Pookie. So that's sort of how we knew each other. I don't even remember the kid's real name. When we would walk around the facility, I would say, hey, well, let's play some basketball. This kid would play basketball. He never missed. I said, I can't believe this, Pookie. You should be with the NBA. And so I said, how did you get so good? He said, well, I used to play with my dad. If ever I missed a basket, he would pick me up and bang my head against the rim. I said, what? He said, see these scars on top of my head? He says, that's where I got them. So I made sure I never missed. Okay, so, I mean, when I say it was bizarre like that, because he did have these scars on his forehead, but I felt like, you know, this is all part of him trying to kill himself or whatever. So then later when we got through, I said, okay, we got to put them back in this supply room. I said, he says, I can't go to the drawer, Uncle Pye. I can't. I said, what are you talking about? He says, because my dad, he would get drunk and get mad, and we'd be in the basement, and he would close the drawer on my hands. He said, see these scars here? I said, wow. I said, okay, well, go put them in that closet over there. I can't go near the door, Mr. Pye. I can't. He used to put my arms in the door and slam the door on me. I said, that's spooky. Where was your mom? I can't talk about her, Mr. Pye. And then he started crying. I said, okay, you know what? I don't need an incident, you know. I mean, where I worked in this, I mean, this was overtime for me, but I didn't want all this drama. But I did grow to like the kid because there was something genuine and sincere. Although everybody was saying these were lies, he made this up. He had a vivid imagination. So that's how, when I say fast forward to when I met his psychiatric social worker, and she would share the things with me, it kind of validated. She said, you were the only one that listened to him. I said, yeah, well, and I was kind of like doubtful, and she was just telling me, I said, where was the system? How was this guy able to, no one noticed? The school teacher, nobody noticed all these bruises? She says, well, after it got real obvious, she said he was homeschooled. And I said, but still, what about the teacher? She said, Mr. Pride, if you have money and wealth and power, she says, people look the other way. You know, and she says, and this guy was very powerful. And she says, he was from Buckhead. I said, where is that? I hadn't traveled at that time. He said, Buckhead? You don't know where Buckhead? That's the Beverly Hills of Atlanta. And she said, this was a prominent guy. I said, and the dad was actually black. He says, yes. She says, a prominent businessman and stuff. And she said, very well connected. And I said, wow. She said, but he had mental problems. I said, okay.
Well, Larry, knowing this is a true story, I mean, you've given us a lot of insight on the story, and I mean, it's really compelling. Go ahead and speak to the listeners and at this time and share the basis of the story. The
basis of my story, when I say it's loosely based on a true story, I remember this little kid used to tell me, he says, you know, one day, Mr. Pye, I want to bring my dad to justice or just out and out kill him. He says, but I want to be either a police officer or I want to be a very, very rich attorney. So anyway, I made him grow up and become a Johnny Cochran type attorney. And then we go back into his life and the people that he meets. And the thing about my main characters in my story, they all had an abusive life coming up. And then they still, I guess what's inspirational, they still overcome their tragic way they were brought up, and they become very successful. But of course, you know, they have their share of problems because, you know, these scars stay with you. But the main point of my book, like, it's got a lot of stuff in there. I mean, it's like, you know, it's a murder mystery. There's romance. There's little sex. There's friendship. His aunt was a very religious Christian type of lady that raised him. It's all of that in there, but they're all based on stories of probationers that I've had over the years. Like, you know, it's not their lives totally, it's bits and pieces. And then I will add to it to make the characters more interesting. But the whole premise of my book is don't judge people for decisions they made in their life if you weren't there to know what choices they had to pick from. And that's pretty much what my book is about. You may not like some of my characters and some of the things they did, but we all have backstory. And so when I've gone to, like, book clubs and things like that, mostly ladies' book clubs, be quite honest, and since I wrote my book and became a bestseller, I didn't even know women had book clubs other than Oprah.
Right.
And they were contacting me, and I would go there, and they had gotten a hold of my book, and they're actually sitting there with questions, okay, because they said, like, we writing stories, but see, everybody has something they're going through, Tanisha. So it resonates, especially with ladies. I mean, I didn't know it was going to resonate with women because it's not necessarily slanted towards women. It deals with abuse.
Right.
And stuff like that. And see, I remember being a probation officer, a lot of times is what people didn't realize, there's all sorts of abuse. Just because a person isn't hitting you physically, he's abusing you mentally. And so this is in my book, you know, how this guy is one of the guys in there. He's so charming. And women can read that, and they can see, like, how you're just kind of lured into it. It's not like you just kind of, like, could say, well, why did I marry him? And a lot of times you don't see it coming because this person is so charming. You know, and so, and by the time they realize that they've been alienated from everybody that could help them. And so, and I had one of my caseloads like that. And one thing I've said, I remember my wife was reading it. She says, if this book ever takes off and we really make some money, you definitely need to donate to abuse shelters. I said, oh, yeah, I would want to do that because I just feel there's not enough shelters where people can really go and feel comfortable and feel protected, you know, because a lot of this, you know, money in the shelters are doing the best they can. But these women come up to me and they say, I was in an abusive relationship, Mr. Pye, for like 10 years, and I had to wait till my kids went to college before I could leave this guy. And so these are like bored housewives. These women, one lady, she was like maybe a superintendent of some school in the valley somewhere, you know, and it's just amazing what people are doing to get through their day. You know, you see them and this person very businesslike and this and that, and, you know, you're judging like, oh, I mean, she's just on top of the world. She thinks she's this and that. And you don't know before she left home, she's gotten beaten up by her husband or whatever. But when she comes to work, she shows this face. You know, so my book has all of that in there. And believe it or not, there's a happy ending now. I do believe in happy endings. And you probably would read all this madness and say, he had the nerve to have a happy ending here. But yes, I do believe in happy endings, you know, within reason.
Right. Well, I do know that, like you said, it's an inspirational tool because the average person, if they have went through something, some type of trauma, they'll be able to relate to it. Or we all know someone who has been in situations like this, and then to be able to see the story and then how it ends, it'll just inspire people to know there is light at the end of the tunnel, you know? And I do like how you said, you know, you can't judge a person or wonder why did they do this or why didn't they do this? Because everybody, their life situation is totally different. So I wanted you to tell the listeners where they can get the Twinkle Box.
Okay, they can buy it through Amazon. It's through Amazon. Just go and put the Twinkle Box or put Larry Pye, and my book will pop up.
Well, I do want you guys to get this tool, and he said it's on Amazon, and you can Google his name, and the book will pop up. This is a tool you can get. I know we have a lot of different holidays coming up. Mother's Day just passed, and Father's Day is coming up, and then we have other holidays. During this time that we're having, you know, the separation, social distancing, and pandemic, it's some type of tool that'll help you be able to just unwind, get into some type of story, and then see the inspiration. And like he said, you could even start your own book club, and you guys can, if you're for a women's group, start something, and you guys can kind of even add Larry to it by, you know, tweeting and texting and Facebooking, all that stuff, the hashtag of the Twinkle Box. It's a lot of different things we can do with this tool. We're going to go ahead and take a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to hear some more insight from Larry Pye about the Twinkle Box. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with you with Inspirational Moments with Tanisha. The Twinkle Box by Larry Pye. This book is a number one bestseller on Amazon. If you haven't ordered your copy, what are you waiting for? You gotta get it now. And you will not put this book down. This book is so compelling that it will make you want to read page by page, chapter by chapter, until you get it done. Go to Amazon now and order The Twinkle Box by Larry Pye. Get your copy today. Welcome back to Inspirational Moments. I'm your host, Tanisha J, and we are joined with the author of The Twinkle Box, Larry Pye. Well, we're going to go ahead and get back into the interview where we left off before the commercial break.
Well, let me explain to you. I said the way I look at things, and even when I was probation officer, most people, the only time they're really themselves is when they're alone. When they step outside the door, they have an image that they want people to see. I said, but I like to write as though I'm the fly on the wall when you're really being yourself. I said, so that's why my book has a lot of backstories and people can relate to that.
Right.
You know, and like I said, it's not about being judgmental because you don't know what people are going through. And that's what I learned as a probation officer. Don't judge a book by its cover. I mean, and believe me, Tanisha, I mean, these stories, you wouldn't believe the stories that I could share with you that'll be in probably upcoming books, that people's lives, things that they're going through, and they're holding professional jobs, and then there's this other dark side to them that you would never see. And that's always fascinated me, and I've always been interested in people. And my clients know there's very little you can say to shock me, because I really don't judge you.
Well, I wanted to ask, in your life, who's been an inspiration as far as in your life? And then I know we all have different people that we look up to. So who would you say has been a life inspiration, and then someone, I guess, on a professional or celebrity level or author? Who's been your inspiration in life?
I would say probably my mother. Coming up, my mother was sort of the center of our lives. My dad worked hard, but mom was always, and we didn't have a bad, you know, upbringing. But I think my mom influenced me where it was this thing where my mother's very generous, and it's like if people are nice to you, then you let them know. It was like give them their flowers while they're living, okay? And I tend to do that sometimes. My wife would get annoyed with me because I could be at a restaurant and if a waitress or somebody is really nice, I'd say, you know, I really appreciate it. How nice you are. Who's your manager here? Oh, I can go get them. You know, my wife's looking at me like, oh, here we go. I thought we were going to be out of here. You know, I said, no, honey. And then I'll call them. I just want you to know this person did a great job. You know, I mean, I'm like that. They said, like, why sit at your funeral saying, like, he was really a nice guy. I should have taken him to lunch. I should have done this. Okay. I just do that how it grabs me. Now, when you say actors, well, I've got a lot of people that I like as an actor, like, oh, I like Denzel, you know, I like, you know, Samuel Jackson, because they're good. When I say they got qualities that Denzel and Sam can play a villain in this movie, and in the next movie they can play a father-like figure, and you don't even see them as a villain anymore. They're able to, you know, just kind of like get rid of that. Now, I'm going to tell you, there's a show that I saw. In fact, I actually was touched by it. It's called IOU Celebrities or Celebrity IOU. And Viola Davis was on there. And I guess the show is about doing something for people that were nice to you. And she does something for a girlfriend, like remodels the house. And that was so touching to me. I saw a side of Viola Davis that I would never have seen before. She was so helpful and so happy to do this for her friend that had been nice to her over the years. And that kind of stuff touches my heart. I you know, those kind of things just move me. And I probably get that from my mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that may even, you know, have some to do with, like, the abuse of women. I mean, my mother was always kind of like, you know, you just don't abuse women. I mean, you've got sisters, you've got a mother, and if it's not working out with them, then leave them. okay? Yeah. Don't stay there and torture them and abuse them. Like, what's wrong with you? You know better than that. I think that had a big influence on me.
Okay. And for the listener that's out there, my show is entitled Inspirational Moments. And I always like to inspire, uplift, and motivate the listeners. And so if there's someone out there that needs an inspirational moment on today, what would you share with them on today?
Okay, I would share with them is like, be true to yourself. You're not going to be able to please everybody. But be true to yourself and don't be so critical of people. That sometimes I think it's more important to be kind than always right. And I would just tell them, we all have a backstory, and none of us are perfect, and we're all struggling and trying to get over the best way we can. So, and I do have a Christian foundation. I believe in the Lord, and I believe that whatever we're going through, don't worry, because the Lord is the person that you look to God, not to man. Man's only human, and God will pull you through.
Okay, well, so, you guys just heard an inspirational moment from Larry Pye. We're going to go ahead and take a commercial break. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with you. The Twinkle Box by Larry Pye. This book is a number one bestseller on Amazon. If you haven't ordered your copy, what are you waiting for? You gotta get it now, because this is a true story, and you will not put this book down. This book is so compelling that it will make you want to read page by page, chapter by chapter, until you get it done. Go to Amazon now and order The Twinkle Box by Larry Pye. Get your copy today. Welcome back to Inspirational Moments. I'm your host, Tanisha J, and we are joined with Larry Pye, and he's been giving us insight on the book Twinkle Box. And so I'm going to go ahead and reintroduce him to the listeners who may have just tuned in. Hey, Larry, how you doing on today?
Fine, real good, thank you.
Well, I want you to go ahead and reintroduce yourself to the listeners that's out there, and once you get done with that, we'll do your heys, your what's-ups, your shout-outs to your friend, family, and followers.
Okay, my name is Larry Pye. I'm the author of the book titled The Twinkle Box. It's a murder mystery. It's very engrossing, and it's loosely based on a true story, and it's sold through Amazon. I have a Facebook page, the Twinkle Box page. I really hope you guys would, check it out, because I'm just going by what people have told me. It's really been a page-turner. And it's really great for this time that we're sort of like, I guess I would say, shut down. I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm on house arrest. But I just think this is really a good time. If you want something exciting, something that you can relate to, something that when you get through, you'll say, my goodness, what a ride that was. Also, I hope you'll check it out. And I just want to say hello to my wife, my son, and all the friends and family members and people who have supported me along this journey. I just want to say God bless you, and I love you, and stay safe.
Okay, you guys just had an inspirational moment with Larry Pye. We're going to go ahead and take a commercial break. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with you. The Twinkle Box by Larry Pye. This book is a number one bestseller on Amazon. If you haven't ordered your copy, what are you waiting for? You gotta get it now, because this is a true story, and you will not put this book down. This book is so compelling that it will make you want to read page by page, chapter by chapter, until you get it done. Go to Amazon now and order The Twinkle Box by Larry Pye. Get your copy today. Well, I just want to thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you had enjoyed the podcast. Make sure you check me out each and every week. Also, check me out on Facebook, Instagram, and my website at www.tanishajay.com. You can also email me at inspirationaltanisha@gmail.com. Blessings.
listening to Inspirational Moments with Tanisha.